You're listening to SBS News.
Reconciliation Week is described as a time for all Australians to celebrate Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander culture. But some Aboriginal people in Tasmania don't recognise the week-long event. Michael Mansell is the chairman of the Aboriginal Land Council of Tasmania. He says Reconciliation Week no longer has meaning, and he is critical of the group Reconciliation Tasmania.
What we've seen drift away from that is a reconciliation group that has become an organisation unto itself. It shares $8 million over 3 years with the other states. It has become an end in itself. Instead of becoming a means by which land is returned or reform takes place so that white society is a better place for Aborigines, all it does is count the numbers of people who go along to a reconciliation event where Aboriginal people entertain the white people who are there, and then they have these expensive tea parties and they go home. And you can see from that why Aboriginal people have nothing to do with it and have walked away in droves.
Mr. Mansell doesn't want events like Reconciliation Week cancelled, but thinks the challenges facing Aboriginal people need to be addressed all year round.
If those things were happening in the other 11 months of the year, then you bring all those things together and say, well, in the last 12 months, we're highlighting the things that we've done, not come along and watch Aborigines dance and sing songs and then go home and think that everything's hunky-dory.
The Chief Executive Officer of Reconciliation Tasmania, Mark Redmond, recognises the state's Aboriginal people have a complicated relationship with reconciliation.
We do understand that reconciliation is a complex, problematic issue for people, and not everyone sees it the same way. But I think we're on this journey. Reconciliation was designed by Pat Dodson and Fred Chaney, I understand, back in the early 2000s. And that was the whole movement, reconciliation movement, came from the Council of Reconciliation Council, led by Aboriginal elders. So it has come from a rich elder history, and I pay respect to those elders.
Mr. Redmond says half of the Reconciliation Tasmania board is made up of Aboriginal representatives.
But I think we're all on the same page. We're all kicking the ball in the same direction. There are a bunch of small steps that are going in the same way. We all come from different past and priorities in how we think reconciliation should work. Without truth-telling and without really the history of our country what happened in the past here coming out, we won't be able to be a reconciled country.
Rodney Dillon is a Tasmanian Palawa elder and the Aboriginal advisor to Amnesty International. He says reconciliation has come a long way. However, Mr. Dillon says the high incarceration rates of young Indigenous people around Australia is something the country needs to address.
At the moment, I work for Amnesty Australia, and you know, we're dealing with kids being put in police cages off the back of flat tray utes and taken from Tennant Creek down to Alice Springs. Now, for us to have true reconciliation, we've got to stop that sort of behaviour. That's not a behaviour that we're proud of, and I don't think them people would be proud of it either. Talking about raising the age of criminal responsibility, instead of locking our 10-year-old babies up and putting them in prison.
He believes the solution is having more Aboriginal people involved in all levels of government and making decisions for their own communities.
That we have a reconciliation process that looks at having Indigenous-led and Indigenous-run solutions. I think they're some of the parts of adjusting and talking about the atrocities that's happened in the past to come together as a civil society today so we can go ahead in the future in peace and in harmony.
Michael Mansell says Aboriginal land in Tasmania needs to be returned to traditional owners.
From 1995 to 2005, less than 1% of the state was returned in ownership to Aboriginal people. But the process had been established as part of the reconciliation process. Paul Lennon, who was the Tasmanian Labor Premier, made the point, you can't have reconciliation if you're not going to give back to Aboriginal people the things that we took from them. But since 2005, in the last 15 years, no land has been returned to Aboriginal people at all. And successive Liberal and Labor governments have dropped the ball and they've lost momentum on the reconciliation that was established in the 1990s.
He says non-Aboriginal people who want to recognise Reconciliation Week events should do more than just attend.
Well, they should write to the newspapers, they should write to their local politician, they should write to the premiers and the prime minister and say, why aren't you doing this range of things that improving democracy so that Aboriginal people are represented in the parliament? So we're talking about having a voice inside the parliament, not a voice standing outside the parliament. Why isn't the government simply legislating to return land to those Aboriginal groups who can't prove the difficult test of native title?
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sarah Maunder, SBS News.